As hundreds of Democrats cheered in a downtown Columbus hotel ballroom, Sherrod Brown basked in his 5-point victory over Republican challenger Josh Mandel. Hoarse from campaigning, Brown repeated his campaign slogan that he was for Ohio's middle class.
The middle class won today. The middle class is not just the economic middle of this country. Most of us in this country think of ourselves as middle class. It's the values we share. It's the principles we believe in. It's the opportunities we create for our children. It's the hard work we do every day. It's the businesses we build.
During the campaign, Brown had defended his vote for the federal auto industry bailout, saying it preserved thousands of Ohio jobs. He'd also characterized Mandel as being mostly for the wealthy. Brown told his cheering supporters his own campaign had focused on average Ohioans.
It was about the veteran in Columbus. It was about the waitress in Waverly. It was about the steel worker in Yorkville, the auto parts worker in Lima, the small businessman in Marietta, the farmer in Waldo.
At a Republican gathering just a few blocks away, Mandel spoke to his supporters. The Marine veteran told a story about being welcomed back from Iraq by Vietnam veterans. And even though this Senate race had been a bitter one, he hinted he'd accept his loss for now.
Some places in Africa and other third world countries, oftentimes when the opposition loses an election, they're persecuted or they're killed. They're thrown in prison. The great thing we have in this nation is at the end of these elections, win or lose, we're all Americans. And we all come together and we do what's right for our country. And while we were not victorious tonight, I want all of you to know that I will do everything I can to continue this fight for what we believe in. And I will do it in a way that makes you proud to be Americans.
Despite Mandel's election loss, he's not out of a job. He can continue on for 2 more years as state treasurer. He was running for the Senate seat in the middle of his treasurer term. Tens of millions of dollars were spent on both sides in this race, making it one of the most expensive in the nation. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.